Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I wanted to share with you this breakthrough study, guys. Major study. Majorly big study. This is really going to blow your mind. And this is so important that we share. I mean, this is the stuff that you need to know. This is why you're listening. Big study out. Big time study. The big time study, folks, says. You all right? You okay? What? You all right?
I just got a feeling when you set it up like that.
Well, I'm gonna do what?
What we're about to get.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a bit. Well, this is a major study. It's like it's fragile. It's a major study. So it's UK Sport. And they created, they said that there should be the creation of universal categories because, ladies and gents, now this, please, like, steady yourselves. Like I said, it's shocking big study. It's, the study concludes that men who identify as women and compete as women retain advantages competing in a female sport. I just don't know, man. It recommends that individual sports find creative ways to ensure that grown-up adult people are not left out. They said that transgender athletes have an unfair advantage in female sports, and a new universal category should be introduced for them. It's a major review published in No Blank Sherlock Science Journal.
Is that the name of it?
No. Oh. No, it's not. That's what I would name it. The report from Sports Council's Equality Group, ladies and gentlemen, concluded that trans women, which are men who identify as women and put trans in front of it, have an advantage in sports, even when testosterone levels are reduced. And as a result, Kane, you will be happy to know that they say that to protect the female sport, while ensuring men who identify as women can participate, they suggest a new universal or open category. It is the Sports Council's Equality Group. They handle UK Sport, Sport England, Sport Wales, Sport Scotland, Sport Northern Ireland, etc. They said that they all ruled that testosterone suppression does not take away the physical advantages of men who identify as women in the female sport. And as a result, it's not possible to guarantee safety and competitive fairness in some sports. Again, this was published in Sherlock magazine. Sorry. The review comes after Laurel Hubbard, a male who identifies as a female, competed and took a woman's spot on the New Zealand Olympic weightlifting team. And she actually had really, she took the spot of a minority female. So it is a universal category that they are suggesting. Huh. So it's today and duh.
We were told by Olympic committees and large sports organization committees.
Progressive men were telling us, look, if we just identify as women. By the way, I find that also, there's an unspoken sexism in there. Because progressive men are going, look, we're just going to weaken ourselves so that we can be on your level. Look, that's sexist, dude. This is, now, wait, let me, this is a highlight of the research. And it reads, quote, and because it's British, let me give it its due. It reads, quote, There appears to be a retention of physical capacity in transgender people who suppress testosterone from male levels. Such physical differences will also impact on safety parameters in sports which are combat, collision, or contact in nature. End quote. Wow. You know what this means, right? Nature's a turf. Nature's a big, giant turf.
I hope they didn't spend a lot of money on that study.
No, it's the British. I don't care.
I'm just hoping for their sake.
Yeah, you know what it means? Nature's a turf. I find that word hysterical. It's like the lawn people, but with an E. Like the like, would you like some turf? Fake lawn? We're not talking about, no. Nature's a turf, that's it. So they said that the adult male athletes, guys, get this, they actually have a measurable performance advantage over female competitors in swimming, running events, jumping events, basically all the events. Do you guys know that?
Yeah, actually.
They do not when it comes to having babies, though. This is crazy. I cannot even believe this. And the other thing is now, here's another, guys, I know, because science. I can't believe it. This is like a shocking thing. Excuse me. Here is another key point here. Quote, if you've been through male puberty, you're going to be taller and have a bigger heart and lungs. End quote. They said that the advantage can go up to 30% in some sports. Empirical evidence and science supports that. There you go. Quote, a trans woman challenges the binary categories that sport operates. Before they undergo any testosterone suppressive treatment, a trans woman is effectively a biological male with XY chromosomes, testes, male high levels of testosterone, who as a result has all the physical advantages that any man has over a woman, and some physical advantages that result from high levels of testosterone while growing up will endure. If you've been through male puberty, then you're going to have height advantages, a bigger heart, bigger lungs, and that will not be affected by testosterone suppression. End quote.
Thank you.
Science. So nature's a big fat turf. Well, they're going to protest nature. Go out and protest the trees or something. Oh, wait, no, we got tree equity. Yeah, so go out and protest the rocks. Nature, you're a turf. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
All right, so I keep seeing, I thought this headline was funny from Twitchy. It says, there's so much hate crime in America that people keep having to fake hate crimes over and over again. And so there was another one. Do you remember, what was it? She's like the public official. There was a public official who said that she had received somebody had sent her like a death threat in the mail because she was like pro mask mandate. And it turned out she sent it to herself. Call was coming from inside the house. And because she involved the postal service, that's actually technically now you have to, it's a felony statute. So interesting. That's crazy. You could be charged with a felony for using the post office to threaten yourself. Great job, genius. So apparently it also happened again because there was a student who wrote an N-word at a school, and they staged a walkout, and it was in Missouri. And this now the real story's out. It came out that this was Parkway Central High School in Missouri. A black student scrawled racist graffiti featuring the N-word that led to walkouts and protests at Parkway Central High School, said school officials. There was all kinds of discussion about wokery and CRT and everything else, and the investigation determined that it was actually a black student that wrote it. And they said that, I mean, everybody had to run in front of the media and, you know, have their mea culpas. And as it turned out, and there was one, a 17-year-old senior, Brittany Jackson, who participated in the rally, said to the daily newspaper there that it was embarrassing to hear that the slurs were actually written by a black student. Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's insane. So, and this has happened before. Socialism. Now over 75% of Venezuelans live in extreme poverty. It is the National Survey of Living Conditions, and what they discovered, it was conducted by Andre Bello Catholic University. They discovered that 67.7% of Venezuelan residents live in extreme poverty, and 94.5% of the population lives in poverty. That's what socialism does. Can I make a point about Dog the Bounty Hunter? Okay, so Dog the Bounty Hunter is looking. I'm not following that Brian Laundry case too good, except if there's a chase, then I'm all in on it. You throw a car chase in there, dude, I'm your number one fan. Like, I love. Now, my favorite show used to be Cops back in the day. I mean, when I hear that, I heard a Fox Nation or whatever promo for it. I almost fell out of my seat at the dinner table. I was like, what? Where is that music coming from? Where is it? Can I just tell you, sidebar, y'all know my favorite episode of Cops, right? Have I told you this before? It's a Florida one. Yeah. And the cops were called because two women were slap fighting in the street. I swear to you. They show up. One woman's got a dirty wife beater on. Another woman had like dirt. She had a darker shirt on, had dirt all over her shirt. They had been rolling around. They were slap fighting. And apparently one of the women had called 911. And the police show up and they're like, wait a minute, why did you call 911? She was like, well, she stole from me, is what the woman had said. And it was from what I remember, it was a black woman and a white woman. And I can't remember which one had actually called 911. The cops show up and they're like, why did you call 911? She's like, well, she stole from me. He's like, well, what? Okay. And then they realized one of them had, because they had to separate them, and one of them had, I guess, like, like a crack pipe on them, and apparently it was like residue in it and all this stuff, and that's illegal. So, and it was on the, apparently it was on the person, the person of the woman who had called 911, and they're like, you can't have this, you know, crack's illegal. She called police because that woman had stole her crack rock, and the phrase that she had used in defense of herself was, ain't stealing illegaler. I was like, I can't even. This is going to be like a Paul Bunyan type of story in the future for children. I don't know. It's just something else. Anyway, I love that show. And I also watched the Dog the Bounty Hunter. I used to watch that too. And I knew his late wife. We would talk every now and then on social media. Like, I never met her or anything. Like, we weren't besties, but every now and then. And he follows me on social media. I just like that kind of, you know, the chasing and the apprehending of the criminals and that. Anyway, long story short. I wish that I had tweeted this. This is not my tweet. I wish I had. And it's so good. Apparently the FBI they don't know where the hell this guy is. And apparently they missed some opportunities to apprehend him, if I am reading reactions to this case correctly. So you got Dog the Bounty Hunter down there now. And he apparently is trying to track him through the brush. They found like a camping site yesterday and all kinds of stuff. And so I saw this tweet and I just about died. It said, well, one thing is true. A big guy in a loud Hawaiian shirt unbuttoned down to his belly button with waist length bleach blonde hair gelled up 6 inches is less obvious than the feds trying to be undercover. And yet Dog the Bounty Hunter's probably closer to getting him than the feds are. Oh, man. Yeah. This is something else. I'm rooting for Dog the Bounty Hunter to get this guy. Oh my gosh. I want to see the tackle, the whole nine yards. I watched him as he tracked some dude on foot one whole afternoon in raining down.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. They, like, y'all may make fun of the mullet, but he'll tackle you.
You still see his show. God bless America. Running, you know, reruns everywhere. Love that show.
God bless America.
And the tweet that tweet is replying to is how I feel.
Yes. If Dog the Bounty Hunter finds Brian Laundry, we need to have a serious discussion about defunding the FBI.
Yeah.
Yes, I totally agree with that. I mean, you had all these little Olympic gymnasts, bless their hearts. They were going, Larry Nassar's a kid toucher. What the hell is he at? They're telling the FBI this. They're like, here's our evidence. Nobody did anything for years. They don't know where Brian Laundrie is, but hell's bells. Were you at a food truck near the Capitol on January 6th? Oh boy, the feds want to talk to you. One of the main benefits of a mortgage refinance is that it frees up cash, so you have extra money to put towards your savings, home improvements, or anything else that you need. It can make a significant impact on your future and your daily life. That's why I recommend getting a free mortgage review from American Financing, America's home for home loans. Because at American Financing, their expert mortgage consultants keep things straightforward and focused on you. It's just a simple conversation around which loan program may be a better fit. Because interest rates remain near all-time lows, and chances are you can benefit from a mortgage refinance. So why not call them to learn more? It's really a no-pressure, no-obligation experience, and you may be able to postpone two mortgage payments. Call 866-574-2500. That's 866-574-2500. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS number 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, folks. So this Florida woman, I have never heard of this. She was charged with a felonious grits attack. Ladies and gentlemen, the smoking gun has the story. A Florida woman is behind bars because she struck her boyfriend in his head with a saucepan that, quote, contained freshly cooked grits, end quote. How are you going to do grits like that? I love grits. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Cheesy grits? Oh, my gosh. Now I want some. They're so good. Seriously, is there anything that's a better snack? No. Darice Johnson, 49, and the victim were arguing when she struck the man with a metal saucepan inside the couple's St. Petersburg residence. Contained within this pan was hot grits. It spilled onto the victim, caused a burn on his left arm. And the victim required stitches because she beat him with that pan full of grits. That's why she's in jail, and she does not look like she is remorseful at all. I desperately want to know what they were, apparently she beat him before. Hey, look, that is true. Women can be domestic abusers. Stick with us.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.